You know that feeling, don't you? You're tackling a project, maybe one that's reaching for something really new, innovative, and the traditional ways of working just, well, they don't quite fit. It's like trying to navigate, I don't know, an unmapped forest with a super detailed city map. It just doesn't help.
Exactly. Traditional project management, with all that detailed upfront planning, it often struggles. It really does.
Especially with these innovative projects, right? They deal with complex, often uncertain requirements.
And there's often no past information to lean on. You're creating something genuinely novel. It demands experimentation.
Absolutely. The very nature of innovation, it thrives on that discovery, not just sticking to some rigid preset path.
Yeah, those traditional sort of top-down approaches can actually stifle the very experimentation you need. They can kill the adaptive skills required for real novelty.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Our mission here is to unpack the, well, maybe surprising truth of why agile projects seem so much better at actually producing innovation.
We're looking at a really fascinating study. It's from the International Journal of Project Management back in 2021 by Malik Sarwar and Orr.
Right. And their work goes beyond just the agile processes. It looks at something much deeper, the human element, right at the heart of it.
Get ready for some, I think, profound insights. It's about how the actual structure of Agile can tap into what truly motivates teams, leading to those groundbreaking results.
So we're moving beyond just the what of Agile.
Exactly, to the why it works so powerfully, particularly for innovation.
Okay, so let's peel back the layers on this. It seems like agile project management fundamentally steps in where those traditional methods falter. What makes it inherently better suited for those uncertain, novel projects?
Well, Agile, almost by definition, embraces that uncertainty. It actively engages the team's adaptive skills.
Okay.
And crucially, it champions a bottom-up approach,
Meaning.
meaning the creative ideas, the actual solutions, they often bubble up from the team itself, the people doing the work, not just dictated from on high.
Ah, okay. That's where the creative ideas really start to flow then.
Precisely. But, for a long time, it wasn't totally clear how these agile practices generated that active involvement, that buy-in from team members.
Right. And this is where the study gets really compelling, isn't it? They pinpoint something called psychological empowerment as the key driver.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is that psychological empowerment, let's call it PE, it isn't just some vague feeling.
Okay.
It's actually a multidimensional measure of intrinsic motivation, that internal drive we all have.
So it's like a cognitive state,
Yeah.
an active motivational orientation towards your role.
That's a great way to put it. It's that feeling of being truly in control of your work, having agency.
So why does that feeling matter so much for innovation? How does that connect?
Well, because when teams feel psychologically empowered, they're just much more likely to engage with the project, to influence the outcome.
I don't just follow instructions.
No, they actively contribute ideas, they question assumptions, they push for better solutions. This study specifically identifies PE as a crucial factor, linking work activities directly to creativity.
And the study breaks PE down into four pillars, right? Four cognitions. The first one is meaning.
Yes, meaning. How well your work aligns with your own personal beliefs and values.
So if you feel like what you're doing genuinely matters, that it connects to your purpose, that's incredibly motivating.
Absolutely. Then second is competence, your belief in your own ability to skillfully perform the job tasks.
Right, that confidence, knowing you have the skills to tackle what's in front of you.
Third is self-determination, that feeling of personal control over how you start and regulate your work.
This sounds a lot like autonomy, having a real say in how you get things done.
Very closely linked, yes. Not just what needs doing, but how.
Okay, and the last one.
And finally, impact. The extent to which you feel you genuinely influence the outcomes, operational, administrative, strategic, whatever it is.
Does what I do actually make a difference? Can I see the ripple effect?
Exactly. Do you see your contributions landing somewhere meaningful?
Okay. Now, this isn't just some new buzzword they've cooked up, is it?
No, not at all. It builds on really established psychological frameworks, like the job characteristic model.
Which looked at how job design affects motivation and satisfaction? Yeah.
Right. But this study shows PE goes even broader. It incorporates additional dimensions, these other cognitions, that give us a more complete picture of what truly drives people to innovate.
Got it. So, with this framework of psychological empowerment in mind, what was the main question the researchers, Malik, Sarwar, and Orr, were trying to answer?
Their big question was basically this: How does psychological empowerment enable agile practices to create innovative behaviors and ultimately increase project performance? They wanted the mechanics of it.
Not just correlation, but causation, or at least mediation.
Exactly. The mechanisms. And they went about it rigorously. They collected data from 202 agile project managers and team members across Australia, used a comprehensive survey.
So solid data collection.
Very solid. And importantly, they put the data through multiple statistical tests, ensuring reliability, robustness, checking for biases. This wasn't just a hunch. It was empirically validated.
Okay, let's get to the findings then. What really empowers agile teams, according to this research?
Okay, so the study found strong evidence that two specific agile practices significantly contribute to psychological empowerment.
Which ones?
Team autonomy and agile communication.
Right. Let's unpack team autonomy first. How does Agile's philosophy translate into that day-to-day, and how does that boost empowerment?
Sure. So Agile's core idea of people over processes, right, that translates into self-organizing teams, teams with high task autonomy.
Meaning they decide how to do the work.
Exactly. When teams are truly free to choose how they approach complex problems, especially when there's no clear prior knowledge, it dramatically boosts their sense of meaning and, crucially, self-determination.
They own the problem and the solution path.
Precisely. This freedom to self-organize is a critical source of PE. It shifts the perceived control to the individuals, fostering that self-determination piece we talked about.
Makes sense. And then there's agile communication. We often talk about daily stand-ups, but what's the deeper role here in terms of empowerment?
Well, that constant information exchange, the daily stand-ups, maybe close physical proximity for easier peer feedback, it's vital.
Why vital?
It creates role clarity, so people know what's expected. It helps teams learn from each other, which boosts their sense of competence.
Ah, okay.
And crucially, it connects their individual contributions directly to the project objectives. That increases their sense of impact.
So when you see how your update or your feedback in a stand-up actually changes the plan for the day,
you feel your impact immediately, yes.
Okay, so we've got the key drivers. Team autonomy, agile communication. But you mentioned a surprise, maybe a breakthrough finding about how these connect to innovation.
Yes, this was the real stunner. And it's apparently a novel finding in the literature. Psychological empowerment fully mediates the relationship between team autonomy and innovative behavior.
Fully mediates.
And also between agile communication and innovative behavior. Fully mediates both.
Wow. Okay, hold on. So it's not just a factor. It's the entire connecting piece. That does feel like an aha moment. What does fully mediates mean for our listeners in practical terms?
Think of it like this. Team autonomy and agile communication are like, say, the fuel for innovation.
Okay.
But psychological empowerment is the ignition switch, the spark.
Gotcha.
The study found that without that spark of empowerment, without teams truly feeling that sense of control, meaning, impact, competence, the fuel just sits there. It won't ignite the engine of innovation.
So it's not just a nice to have, it's essential, a non-negotiable step in that chain.
That's what the data suggests. Team autonomy and agile communication cannot independently lead to innovative behavior. Agile teams must first feel psychologically empowered for those practices to really foster innovation.
That's profound. So you could give a team all the autonomy in the world.
But if they don't feel empowered by it,
you might not see the innovative results you're hoping for.
Wow. And there's something about a delay effect, too.
Yes. And crucially, it's not like flicking a light switch. The study identified this delay effect.
Okay.
Psychological empowerment is what they call an aggregative construct. That means it's something that builds over time, like trust or developing a complex skill.
Ah, it accumulates.
Exactly. So if you implement more team autonomy or better communication today, that deep-seated feeling of empowerment needs time to solidify before you see its full effect on innovation.
So it's an investment, not a quick fix. Patience is needed.
That's a good way to think about it.
Okay, so the big winners for driving innovation through empowerment are team autonomy and agile communication. But what about other agile elements? Did the study look at things that didn't show this mediation effect? Yes, that was another interesting part of the findings. The study did not find that psychological empowerment mediated the relationship for two other common agile aspects.
Which were?
Team diversity and iterative and incremental development.
Really? So empowerment wasn't the bridge between diversity and innovation in this study, or between iteration and innovation?
Not according to their model, no. The researchers suggest there might be contingent factors at play here. Things like team maturity, maybe specific organizational skills.
So it's not that diversity or iteration aren't important for innovation overall.
Not necessarily. It's just that their direct impact on innovation, specifically working through psychological empowerment, might depend on other conditions that weren't captured in this particular study's model.
Okay, so that opens up new questions for future research then.
Definitely. More to understand there.
But the ultimate payoff, the end of the chain in this study, was pretty clear, wasn't it? Innovation leads to better performance.
Crystal clear. The study confirmed that crucial link, innovative behavior, that ability to think up and implement creative ideas, it's a unique project capability.
And it directly and positively affects overall project performance.
Yes, across the board. Quality, scope, timeliness, even cost.
Mm-hmm.
Innovation drives success.
So let's bring this home. What does all this mean for you, the listener, whether you're running fully agile projects or maybe trying to build more hybrid approaches?
Well, if you're blending agile with other methods, this research has huge implications.
How so?
By intentionally incorporating specific agile practices, like really fostering team autonomy and ensuring strong, constant communication, even within more traditional settings.
You can deliberately cultivate that psychological empowerment.
Exactly. And through that, foster innovative behaviors. This seems especially true for projects aiming at, say, incremental innovations.
So you could get the best of both worlds, maybe. Balancing that need for innovation with control, cost management, speed to market.
That's the potential, yes.
It really makes you think about your own projects, doesn't it? I can definitely recall times where a team had, on paper, lots of freedom,
mm-hmm.
but it just didn't translate into anything really new or exciting. Now I'm starting to see maybe why. Perhaps that crucial spark, that feeling of being empowered, just wasn't quite there.
It's a strong possibility. This deep dive really reinforces that project success isn't just about hitting deadlines or ticking boxes.
It's about how you design the work itself, the tasks, the social systems.
Precisely. How you empower your team. To boost project performance, the advice seems to be focus on task designs that genuinely increase team autonomy and foster open, continuous communication.
Because those are the social systems that truly drive innovation, mediated by empowerment.
Exactly. It gives you a new lens.
Yeah.
When you think about your next project, ask yourself, are my team members really feeling a sense of meaning, of competence, self-determination, impact?
Are they truly empowered?
Yes. Because that feeling, that cognitive state, seems to be the bridge to breakthrough innovation.
So just to recap, we've seen how psychological empowerment isn't just some soft skill or a nice to have.
No, it's a crucial mechanism. It translates key agile practices, specifically team autonomy and agile communication, into actual innovative behavior.
And that innovative behavior ultimately leads to better project performance.
It's a powerful reminder, isn't it? While processes and frameworks matter, it's that human element, that intrinsic motivation and feeling of empowerment that seems to unlock the greatest potential.
Yeah, for your team and your projects.
Absolutely.
So here's a final thought for you to take away. Think about a project you're involved in right now. What small intentional changes could you make, perhaps starting tomorrow, to increase team autonomy or enhance communication? Keeping in mind that true psychological empowerment might take a little time to bloom,
but knowing that nurturing it could fundamentally transform your team's innovative capacity.